Glorious things are said of thee, O Mary, for he that is mighty hath done great things in thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There was once a priest who was called upon to perform an exorcism of a person who was possessed by the devil. When he began the rite of exorcism, he learned that the devil was very strong and had a good hold of the person he was in. The priest battled long and hard with this wicked spirit, repeating the sacred rite of the church multiple times. And after several long hours, the priest had finally weakened the devil and was ready to cast him out and back to the depths of hell where he belonged. But before he did so, he had one question which he wanted to force the devil to answer. The priest asked, "Devil, who do you fear more than anything else?" And the devil responded, "No, priest, I do not want to tell you." But the priest said, "Devil, you do not have a choice. I command you, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, to tell me who you fear the most." And the devil reluctantly said, "I fear the one more than anything else, that is, the Immaculate Conception." Having received his answer, the priest said, "Well, good. I now command you, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and in the name of Mary, in the Immaculate Conception, to depart this person." And the devil let out a great and horrifying scream, and the poor man was freed from that moment forward. You see, the reason the devil fears the Immaculate Conception is that this is where his demise all began. He knew all of the prophecies of the Messiah coming and redeeming mankind. He knew that the Christ would come through a truly holy woman. And he knew that one day this woman would conquer him and crush his proud head and take his place in the highest spot in all of heaven. The thought of this caused him to be filled with fear, jealousy, and rage. He had succeeded in getting Adam and Eve to fall from grace in the garden. And after this fall, he had the same level of influence, or some level of influence, on every man since then. Yet he knew and feared the day of the coming of the Messiah. He was constantly on the watch for the holy woman who would come and be the vessel by which Christ would come into the world. And along one day came Mary, a quiet and humble child, so small, so unassuming. Could she possibly be the one? A little girl? Is she the one who would conquer all of hell? Yet she was different. Her small and humble appearance masked her true greatness. She had never, even for a moment, belonged to the evil one. She was completely immaculate from the time of her conception. She was completely filled with grace, and she was growing in grace every single day. She was chosen to be the tabernacle of the Messiah. She was chosen to be the gateway through which Christ would come to earth. Now we, however, are not completely immaculate like Our Lady. We had original sin. We commit sins in our lives. We do not always follow God's will exactly in our lives. But, however, this does not mean that we can't be as close to immaculate as possible. We all have the ability to overcome temptations which assail us and not commit sin ever again. Our sins are taken away by our confessions, and our souls are cleansed. But how strong is our amendment to avoid sin in the future afterwards? We can have that strong of an amendment. We can keep our souls as spotless as the saints. We can be like Our Lady, and every single day increase in grace and grow closer and closer to God. And we too can build up in our own souls that worthy dwelling place for him to come and dwell. We can become that tabernacle of God. And how do we do that? It has to start with relying on Our Lady, starting with the relying on the graces that she is willing to give out to us as long as we ask. Oh, we know that our Lord loved her more than anything and cannot deny her anything she asks of him. And when we ask graces, because she was full of grace, our Lord put her in charge of every grace to give out to mankind. And all we have to do is ask it humbly through her. And also look to her as your model in your life. Follow her example. What was she? She was humble. She was obedient to God at every instant in her life. And she did that every time she had to make a decision. She chose to follow God's will completely and to the end. We too can do the same. We too can be obedient to God's will in our lives. We might not always think that we like or enjoy what He is asking of us, but we do know if we're obedient to that will, the will of God, then we are growing in grace every single day. We're becoming more and more like Our Lady. We're keeping our souls clean from sin, just as Our Lady's was completely pure from any kind of sin. And when you find yourself in any kind of temptation, don't give up or don't get angry at the temptation. Simply ask Our Lady to help you. Ask her in her Immaculate Conception to put the devil to flight when you're tempted. And if we do all of these things, then we too will be dearly loved by Christ. We too will become a hated and feared enemy of the devil. And we too will find our reward in heaven with Our Lady and the saints for all eternity because we followed her example. We tried to keep ourselves immaculate and pure. And we tried to grow in grace every single day of our lives. May God bless you, and may you have a blessed feast day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.